Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I've been reflecting this week on the Eucharist, and as the Eucharist is our great teacher, the Eucharist forms us, is meant to form us individually and corporately as a people. You know, the word, it shapes the way of life, our whole way of life as Christians, and the way of life of a people, another word for that is culture. You know, the heart of that word is cult, is worship, and we become what we worship. And to the degree that we're surrendered to the reality of what's communicated there in the Eucharist, we become what we're meant to be. Jesus gives us power. Jesus gives us what we need, both in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But it's the Holy Spirit who really is, he's the one who makes the whole kingdom reality come to be in our lives and in the world. That's the mission of the Holy Spirit. And by the grace of the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son dwell within us, and we become temples of the living God. And here's the source, friends, of our dignity and our true value. It's challenging living in the world and living in a world that comes at us 24/7 through constant media. We've been trained now. Human beings have been trained to spend most of their day looking into a screen. And in that screen, for many people, they're distracted by the whole social media dimension of it, and they're habitually attached to sending messages, receiving messages, putting out there their identity, putting out there their thoughts, and gee, is anybody listening to me? How many people have responded to me? Sort of keeping tally. And whether we like to admit it or not, our identity gets caught up in that stuff. And say, ooh, do people value what I'm saying? And if they do, we feel good. If they don't, if they ignore us, we feel bad. One of the things that gets revealed in that whole world, there's so much I could say about it, but I don't want to go down that path, mainly because I want to get back to the Eucharist as the summit of our life, not only the source, but the summit. What it reveals is how easy it is in this world to take our cue from the world and to the cue about what it means to be successful from the world around us. And we sort of instinctively believe that success will be defined by how many people pay attention to us and how many people think we're amazing and how many people like what we do and affirm who we are. If your heart and mine, if our hearts are set on trying to find a sense of self and identity and receive the definition for our lives of success from other people, it's going to leave us in an unavoidable collision with the destiny we don't want to have ultimately, which is an unsettled, fearful, anxious internal life emotionally and psychologically. It's going to be up and down based on what we think people think of us. We end up living in the minds of others day after day after day. Do they think I'm good? Do they think I'm valuable? Am I successful? And it reveals both an insecurity we have that creates an instability and a kind of real up and down existence. And that even if, friends, we make the measure of what people define as success, it will not ultimately satisfy us. If that's the first place we put our hearts, the place we really, if that's what we set up as the purpose and the defining reality of what's important for our lives, no matter how high you achieve in this world, no matter how great you become and how recognized you are, it will leave you empty. Number one, because it's going to come to an end. And then people aren't going to care about you anymore. It's just, at most, it's a window. I mean, it's a moment. But most important, no matter how big it might seem, remember, all that glitters is not gold. Don't be seduced by it. It's empty, ultimately. It can't fulfill you. That's why it's empty. Because it's below your dignity. Your dignity is found in God. You are made for God. And you're made to, C.S. Lewis put it this way, like a car runs on gasoline. I think that's what he said. As an engine runs on gasoline, the human person was made to run on God. Your whole purpose, the whole purpose of your life and mine is to live from the life of God and live in and with God. The human soul, the human spirit, the human mind can only be satisfied by living in a relationship with God and with God's people. That's it. So the church teaches us in the Eucharist that the Eucharist, this central sacrament for us, is the source and summit of our life together. We've been talking this week. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net, or just you could get the Renewal Ministries app, download the program. You could get the Ave Maria app, download the program, listen to it whenever it's convenient for you. We've been talking about the Eucharist as the source the last few days, and I want to talk about it as the summit. It's the foundation. It's the thing from which the church comes to be. That is because it represents the deed by which humanity is saved, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, in that profound act of love. Love wins. But it's the love of Jesus Christ that wins. It's the love that's defined by Jesus Christ that wins. Not just any love, not just romantic love or what we want to define as love. The world's very confused about that. It's very popular today to see signs that love wins. So any lifestyle choice anybody makes, whether it offends God or not, is considered, you know, a win for love. No. It's a deception. It's not real. It's not true. Why? Because God defines love. And something that is directly opposed to God's love is not love. It's as simple as that. But the Eucharist and our celebration as we gather there, being taught by Jesus the way to human fulfillment ultimately, is the way of the specific path of love defined by Christ, making our lives an offering to God, putting God first, putting first things first in our life. And from the heart, from our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, we're all in. And we're surrendering with Jesus. Jesus is saying, look, I've offered my life to the Father, even to the point of death. Come with me. This is where it's at. And little deaths every day. Just keep offering your life. Okay. In the Eucharist, we see not only that reality of Calvary, but now what we're put in touch with is the victorious banquet celebration in heaven, the constant celebration and glorification of the victory of Jesus. We've experienced, and the Eucharist is a place where we are able to experience it together with the Bible, you know, in some ways what theologians call the already and the not yet of the kingdom of God. We are ready by virtue of our baptism, through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we're already united to Christ who's at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And so we're united, we're sitting with him, Paul says, in heavenly places already, in the Spirit. Because we're the body of Jesus, we're united to him already by a miracle of the Holy Spirit, through the sacraments of the church, through the preaching and life that we share together. And so the kingdom is really present in us. But we still inhabit a fallen world, and we don't have a full, I mean, the kingdom is in some way yet veiled, but it's present, as the catechism would say, in the signs and wonders that are worked, the signs and wonders of the sacraments, but the signs and wonders of healing and deliverance and the kinds of things that Jesus did. Jesus said, those of you who are in me, right? Greater signs than these, the signs that he worked, that gave testimony to who he was, will be worked by those who follow in his footsteps, who are walking in the Spirit, and it has the same purpose, not only to bring freedom to people or healing to people, but to give glory to God and to give convincing testimony to the victory of Jesus. So we're a people that are already connected to the ultimate victory of Jesus. And what we see in the Eucharist is a profound celebration of the victory of Christ. And the victory of Christ, the offering in heaven of Jesus. Remember, the whole prayer of the Eucharist is oriented toward Jesus leading us to worship and honor and give thanks to God the Father. It's a profound revelation even in the moment of the ground of all reality and what you and I are made for. Friends, Jesus has come to bring you and me home to the Father. He's teaching us the life of heaven. He's teaching us the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's teaching us what's truly valuable. He's given you the Holy Spirit. You're a dwelling place of God. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. Is that how you thought about yourself when you got up this morning, or maybe you're just getting up now? Start your day with that thought, not with the myriad of thoughts that come crashing in first thing in the morning of not only the responsibilities that you have to fulfill, but disappointment, discourage, thoughts that undermine your confidence and your security and a troubled heart, all these things that the world and the flesh and the devil come charging at you as soon as you open your eyes in the morning. You need to, C.S. Lewis said, that comes at us like a herd of horses, and you've got to push back on it, and you've got to come to a place of silence right away in the beginning of the day and say, okay, I know who I am. I'm a beloved child of God. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in me. Even though my body's wasting away, even though I'm battling sickness and weakness and trouble and the rest, I'm an earthen vessel that the eternal God has chosen to dwell within. And he's begun in me the new creation. And the meaning of my life, the value of my life begins right there. And I have brothers and sisters around me who celebrate the same thing. Start your day, take that land, stand strong, plant your flag. Say, I know who I am. Yes, I fail, but there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Yeah, I may feel like I don't have enough, but God's going to provide everything for me. I'm tempted to think that God is far away. No, I'm going to stand in the truth. He's right here. He said he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. I don't have to be afraid. 365 times he says, be not afraid, throughout the Bible. I don't have to live in fear anymore. And I want to live and walk in the footsteps, not only of the Lord Jesus, but of the apostles and the saints. I want to live in the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. Eucharist is a place, friends. We're reminded of all these realities. You're not only living from the source, but you're being called to the summit. Your destiny is to be with the King and to reign with him forever, and nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. That's who you are. Celebrate that. Yeah, celebrate other things and achievements in this world. That's great. No problem. But it is nothing compared to what God is doing in you and who you are and the people that Jesus is shaping and those the Lord desires for you to reach in this life while you still have breath to help bring others into that same reality. God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.